The fellow who gets every location in the physical universe, identified at last with every location in the physical universe, is at the same time totally here, wherever he is, but totally elsewhere, wherever he is. We have a technological term for this, which is buttered all over the universe. He could still differentiate between the Isle of Man and Arizona when he was sane. But when he was on the Isle of Man, he was walking down the hill one day and some rocks came loose and he tumbled down to the bottom and the rocks all fell on top of him and they rendered his existing body in a somewhat second-hand condition. But when he was in Arizona, he was walking downhill one day, and he had an engram of having fallen while walking downhill in the Isle of Man. So obviously, he now knows what to do when you walk downhill. You find some loose stone, walk in it, fall down, and let the stone roll over on top of you. That is what you do. So he does this. Unfortunately, he already has some lack of differentiation, because what you do in Isle of Man is not necessarily what you do in Arizona. But he conceives these two areas to be similar in some fashion or another. Just why is up to his engram bank. And when he does this, however, in Arizona, he now knows that the Isle of Man is Arizona. Good going, you know. He also finds out that the time this happened in Arizona is the same time as it happened in the Isle of Man. In order to have experience, you have to disrupt your time track. It's absolutely necessary. You're in the war, and you made out ammunition requisitions in quintuplicate. Obviously, in quintuplicate, it takes longer to do. Good reason. And furthermore, particularly when the enemy is advancing. The quartermaster corps conceived a very excellent method, supply, you know, has received a very excellent method of saving the taxpayer money. When hysterical demands for ammunition arrive, why, they know what to do. You see, they know what to do. As don't go issuing stuff that gets expended, gone at once. That's not proper, because their experience during the war is a continuing experience of peacetime. So they have to conceive that while they're in the war, they are actually in peacetime and therefore save and conserve government property. So they let a regiment of men be mowed down, because you see it's very difficult to issue that amount of ammunition because everything has to be in quintuplicate and nobody can find a pink copy. Well, that's the way they did it in peacetime, so they walk into war with the same organization. Well, to have experience, you have to conceive that one period is another period. You have to apply everything that happened on one part of the time track to everything that happened on another part of the time track in order to get a proper application of experience. Somebody walks into the office, they say to this person, they say, "Do you have experience?" And the person says, "Yes." Now, if their experience has been painful and violent and so on, then you say, you could say, "Well, do you have a scrambled time track?" And this would be a senseless remark to them. But nevertheless, the answer would be yes. Person says, "Well, I have experience." Well, having to have experience in the workaday world, universities, living, also adds up, of course, in the engram bank, in the reactive mind, to a total identification, finally, of date for date, so that 1762 is 1952, you see. And therefore, what happened in 1952 will follow the same pattern as whatever happened in 1762, you see. Obvious, isn't it? That anything that happened at any stage of the time track will then happen again.